Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Greetings, my friends from all over the world. This is Mark Noor speaking, your host on BBS Radio, with my program ET First Contact Radio. And I can tell you that ET First Contact, ET is very close. They are watching us, they are watching what's happening on our planet, our beloved Gaia. And the time is now. The time is very near for the event and amazing things that will happen. And I can tell you that my guest today and friend, Jose Bazan, it's going to explain to us what he has been receiving from messages and information and intel, that we are indeed now in a time of great transition, and the promises that have been coming to humanity for years now are now coming to fruition. So, Jose, my friend, please explain to us what you feel and what you know. Like, I have the gut feeling that things are going to break loose now in a positive way. So tell us what you think and feel and know, brother.
How are you, Martin? I'm giving you a message that I received now from a channeling Mm-hmm. This is the galactic message for mm-hmm. an update to receive and to hold in your hearts what you feel is true and can identify what is occurring and happening throughout this planet. Greetings to all who hear this. We shall come in drones of lights across your planet now, preparing for what many thought then as ascension. It was no condescence to what you expected, for many alterations had been placed to prepare for ahead. Those of the light shall feel a hindrance come upon them as the presentation of our appearance, for we shall embrace your heart with our presence with a divine vibration of the light. It will calibrate your body's cells and constructs to equalize with our matching frequencies, light codes, endo-light codes, body language of higher light, to premise our cosmic connection known as Dialis Seven Waves. This will commence transfusion ion waves to receptalize light frequencies, that of crystals emanating Earth now. Her grids are active in energies circulating her curvature, shape, form, and size to commence reformation now, being in presence magnetically through her core, sifting through dark matters left on this planet's blockages. We are to appoint placement grids throughout Gaia's linear ley lines that are barricaded by low-lying densities meant to prevent her restorations to her galactic realignment. During this preparation, all shall sense our starships much closer than we have placed stationary in your skies to a degree where we continue to descend upon the land we have not set to touch in a millennia of what you call time. Much of our command motherships are on standby to assist all broadcast systems through our audio transmitters by a frequency crystal sound levels to induce calmness, peace, love in the hearts to feel us as your equivalent being a family kept from your heart consciousness. To know the truth held away, broken away, seared away from ever knowing it would return cycles in time. Expressions of our true existence will be shown to you, felt in your heart and soul beingness to arise out of the suppression long held eons ago through commanderies of time. We ask that you have patience during these days you are in now. There is an enormous amount of contemplation happening before you, as you know. All these trifle effects will be disposed of soon, shortly, and where we shall and are prevailing a cosmic event we are all affected by. Know your higher source has given permission to proceed ahead. The power in that message, Martin, was very strong. It comes from the Galactic Federation of Light in describing of what is currently happening to what people had questions for and how long it would take. But by the mere patience of knowing that it has already happened energetically. Yes. All it is just the physical catching up with it.
Indeed. Very powerful message indeed, my friend.
Yeah. The energy is, you know, is quite there with it. The yes. energy you sense it through, and it's the gathering of the many who are here with us.
For it is.
their strong energies are held within our vibration.
Yes, I feel that. And I feel us being connected very close, all the light workers around the world. Now, my friend, Jose, tell me what's going on with the Earth and the poles, and explain to us what's really happening with the energetically, with the biosphere and with our auras, and what's happening with the Earth, because I feel the energy is raising every day in cosmic proportions. So tell us what's going on a physical and on the energetic levels.
The planet is definitely receiving more of her energy from the cosmos and through the universe. Higher energies that we feel in our souls that are migrating from a descending level to ascending levels, experiencing now that which was a previous Earth. Previous Earth is no longer with us. So what we're feeling is more of the meta gamma rays that are being released and etched into our FEMA glands and the LUCA cells, the trenching, and they're connecting us to these parsing energy levels as Gaia begins to transmit her energy waves. So it's like the birthing of this transmutation is already occurring within her. And it's part of her cosmic flame of energy that most are feeling and that has been developing through her ground. You feel her in the ley line that she possesses and carries and returns, which is why these poles have completely shifted, because they are no longer playing the role of the balance of the Earth. The old Earth is transmutating in a consequential manner of receiving her newer dimension. And so these new levels are manifesting right before us. They are the divine levels of frequencies that are being brought onto her. And so they're altering the stated damaged and hurt in abused energies that have caused these blocks. So they're bringing forth a new arisement in her feeling and her light. And it's fast forwarding as we speak. Present, not like the past, but all this regression and understanding what this is releases all of these past energies in which is happening within Gaia. So she's kind of like filtering through these energies that we would call the fractal line, but now fulfilling what she is to be, which is also furthering her new life, her soul remembrance of what she was coming forward. So the 3D is still like in this sort of stuck position. So now they have to move things to the alignment. These problems and manifestations and circles that are repeating, and where the journeys that are understood by the pieces of these life puzzles that are relevant to her incarnation, the importance that our souls and our soul being is to reintroduce these new levels in our energies that are being awakened. The energies that we feel are being awakened in us. It's like activated, unlocking those doors for them to connect to the cosmos and to connect our star systems that are part of this universe from 3D to 5D model. They're encoded lights, and these are encoded light languages that our being begins to remember, and it activates. So it's like a changing approach going towards this doorway, and the residue of these past memories are being released. So the light that is given as a vision and purpose is a state of consciousness needed to restore what is stuck in the trauma of our past life, is the releases. So now the waters are going to find their new way back home. As the energy, as the stratosphere, the exosphere, the metosphere, all is being retransmitted with these new energies to connect in the new universe. And as the planet moves and is taking her journey, it's kind of being slowed down in that spiraling turn. Because in fact, Gaia has compassion for and seeing that humanity would shift and change by the energy frequencies that are entering the Earth. So she would most, prominently want to reshape her energy field and join the higher source of light, which would bring a newness onto the planet. But our vibration would be way too high for the many that are still held in the stall process or the pause that we would see of the modalities that are still here that are working within the consciousness. And these are like very traumatic karmas without having to perform the regressions of it. Now it has to be released. So as we continue to sense the structures within ourselves, at every level, everyone's feeling either a pain level or a remembrance level or an awakening level. They're all different paths to help people move to the next part of their soul being, their light being presence. And it brings like a whole new meaning. So the waters are preparing. These sinkholes around the planet are like the cores of where the energy will be transmitted. Think of it like, as you would say, a opening within to allow the earth to breathe. And so these sinkholes are going to allow the earth to breathe her energies out into the cosmos. So the energy right now is entering through within as without. And what is in front of as above, which coming so as below. So the transmutation is taking shape, yet it is all possible to be multifaceted by the effects of it. But the thing is that these releases that we are going to endure are being done in a transmittal way through third dimension, knowing that fifth dimensional energies are in place. Our bodies on the inside, for many who are illuminated, we're in a whole different dimension. As Gaia, she is in a whole new inner dimension of energy. And she is like permeating it through to the surface. And yet she wants to go into that fullness in the completion of that gift. But knowing that this is more a cosmic, vitality that is moving people in certain directions to consecrate her newness or the rebirth of it. As we continue to sense her power, we are sensing a very strong power coming to the surface. As these volcanic eruptions are showing quite the difference of what they used to be between color, sound, shape, and vibration. So they're kind of sparing the energy flow to allow the people to kind of integrate it and integrate it by the infinite love that is already here on our planet. So they're bringing it to where, okay, yes, you can feel it more. Yes, you know those ley lines that do exist. And there are many more that are here, and they're multifaceted. So that is being prepared. We are like touching the next dimension energetically, as Gaia is touching this other dimension that is before us. We can feel it. This new earth, the energy can feel it. And as we continue moving forward, the central sun is moving, the energies are moving closer to reform a whole new existence around us as it's taking shape. And a lot is more so where we will meet more of light. We're going to get this feel, get the feeling already in our bodies, as Gaia is feeling the energies in her body. More light is going to become more radiant around her than feeling the outer atmospheres of the darkness of space. More light is being transmitted. So as we start to see this sense inside ourselves, Gaia is also bringing it into our beingness to say, hey, I am matching up with you. And those of the galactic beings are going to prepare for this initialness of energy so that our frequencies move with this higher vibration. And I believe that with these releases, they have multifaceted ways of, you know, coming to many levels of awakening. But this would be like, okay, we tried this one. We're going to go with this one, or we can go with that one. So that everyone is prepared as a unit to move ahead, however way, shape, or form the will allows it to, but to experience the events that are about happening right here and now. So they said ascension didn't happen. Well, it did happen for the Earth, because these ley lines are open all across the planet. And they're more powerful in areas of our planet than ever before than others, because of either population or because of the fact that it's centralized energy that is being felt there, that's coming through the surface. And we can sense it. And it's really transmutating our body's frequencies, our crystalline energy, our crystalline blood. And it gives us a sense that everything's okay, despite what we hear and we sense and what we feel coming from outside information, which we have to discern from and listen from our heart. What is being said is truth from what is being sensed from the mind of consciousness that has been programmed through third dimension, which is now saying, okay, we're going to listen through this vibration, which is here on the earth, as the waters are listening to the vibration, as the air is listening to the vibration, as the earth soil is listening to the vibration, and as the sea life is listening to the vibration, as the natural animals are listening to the new vibration, and how it instructs us to say, is it going to be calmness, or is it going to be eradicated by the stress or the anxieties or the depressions or the immobilities to react in a disparaging way of to continue to drop our frequencies. I believe that cutoff has been made, which is why we're sensing Gaia rising her energy. She's risen it to the surface where we can speak now from. We're speaking from a whole new dialect. Her DNA, as we would say, has shifted and changed, and so has ours, to match up with it. So these new levels that are coming upon her is being upgraded, as being transformed in a way we will be able to see a beautiful experience of her new life as a star. And as these stars are aligning, pay attention to the stars, because these stars are not only stars, but the starships that are being aligned. Okay. And as these moon cycles that are coming in and out are telling us, pay attention, because that's the same thing that's happening on the ground. And if you notice in the night sky that these star constellations are telling us one thing, they are telling you something in your heart, and they're giving you messages to pay attention to, and where you are in this location of her energy, and how you are to perceive it, and where you're going to connect to. Because this river of energy that is already being felt through these ley lines is so incredible that it will leave you suspended for hours. You would totally disconnect from third dimension, because your whole being is wants to be into that 5D dimension completely. In my experience, from my basement, I would feel the energy flowing so deeply from Gaia that sometimes it leaves me suspended. And when these transmutations of energies hit the planet, she picks up on it and it just locks in. It's like total disconnection from the outside world. And I would say that it would happen to many of us, because it increases our vibrations and frequency levels at the same time. So she's assisting us as we sense and feel these rivers of energy flowing throughout the planet. Now it's keeping everything calm, in a sense, that you might see a slow transmutation happening. The waters, you know, these unexpected planetary events, which do not seem to happen in the way that many have come to perceive in ancient times. But here it is, all different. Why? Maybe because of the fact of where our vibration was then to where it is now has shifted and changed for us to understand its true meaning about what is occurring to ourselves, but also to this planet. Now, we go to these places where we connect to validate them and to sense, oh, there is a difference here. You can tell that it has expanded. The energy has expanded. Everywhere you go, because your heart's energy is so sensitive to it, you can tell that where the grid ley lines enter and you come out of, you feel it. And where it expanded and it has grown. So Gaia is telling you, I turned this on over here. I turned it on over there. Pay attention, because it's going to cross through these buildings. Going to cross through these houses, and is crossing through these streets and roads and pavements and earth as we feel it, because it's she's showing you, hey, here, this is your routine, this is where you drive through, this is where you travel through. But pay attention, because it's growing, and it's growing more and more, because where our hearts are open to it, to accept it, and to acclimate with it, and to attribute where we will continue to be directed as we move forward. And the light on our planet has also changed. The light of our planet has become much more of a energetic field, where we sense it more of a dimensionally, cosmically, like a galactic kind of sense and feel, totally different from what we were then, a year ago to today. And, you know, every day when I wake up, I feel that wherever I sit, I feel the energy surges through Gaia coming through, the earth energies, preparing it, you know, matching up with it. It's as if this other dimension of energy is keeping me there, and while even though things are going on, it feels like not only as we already separated from those energies, as Gaia is separated from those energies that are happening now, but more so to remain fifth dimensional, or in the higher dimensions of where this is all coming from and being sensed through. So right now our waters are going to be, you know, retransmitted back into her for cleansing purposes, you know, to reactivate her, because she's going to need it all over again. And they're going to turn back into energy. So right now, I just feel a tremendous, like, occupancy of energy in areas that today, to this day, are quite astounding. You know, imagine driving down or walking, you know, wherever you travel, and suddenly you never felt this energy, and suddenly you feel an incredible amount of energy. And the energy is still there. And the energy changes the sense and feel of the frequency of this lower density. So it's no longer the same from what she was before. But this has allows her to reshape herself, because her energy is like her veins are coming to the surface again. And those veins are the ley lines of her circulations of our heart and through our higher source to permeate this energy that nothing else will prevail over this. Despite what we see, what we're looking at and what we're hearing, nothing of this will prevail over her energy, because she's transmuting a tremendous power that we can all sense and reconnect to. That's why we wake up, you know, in our, you know, wee hours of the morning to try to connect, and where they try to communicate to you, hey, pay attention, things are going to happen, but be patient with what you see, because know that it's already happened in the next dimension where this was all prepared with. And so there's, you know, that calming sense. So Gaia knows that things already happened for her. We're just following through each step by step along the way of how this transmutation will continue to take place. Plus, the evidence is in personal signs that we receive from one another, or in fact, in how they can communicate, those of Galactic Federation can communicate to you, or the light beings of light can communicate to you through this inner sense that everything is as it should be, that everything is in a peaceful and loving manner now, you know, that it's okay whenever it happens, because it's your sense that you arrived inside. We will all arrive inside, and so has the planet, so has Gaia, as an Earth, he's arrived at the energy. So when you're saying that has ascension already begun, yes, it has. It's already happened inside ourselves, energetically. We've arrived there. We were always arriving as soon as we felt the energy. We were just gradually coming through it, now more so than ever. And so this brings forth not only the sense of prosperity and abundance of this energy, but what we were going to see on the outside as well. We're going to see this. But the vessel had to be clear. We have to clear the vessel. And we have to clear the vessels in certain stages and levels for people to accept and start to understand. Because we feel things are falling apart. Yes, we do. So does the Earth feel these things that are falling apart. Yes, it is. In her natural state. So we're matching up with that. When things are falling apart on this earth, to make room for that new energy. And Gaia is showing us these things as the things that we see outside our world, because it's part of the natural process and the unfoldment of what is happening. But you know in your heart's consciousness that it's okay, because you're in a whole new arrival inside. And it's all it is just matching up from the outside world what is happening to our the reformation of this planet and the reformation of ourselves. We're no longer going to be, you know, in the same workings, I would say, to what we are doing now. Because this energy will transmute that and will remake you all over again. Well, you cannot hold that same occupied space. As Gaia, as the Earth, she cannot hold this occupied space. And that's what's happening now. She's reoccupying these new spaces that are occurring as we see and are being unfolded and are given information about as the events come in. And that's where our open hearts tell us, do I pay attention to this information? Does it sound true? Is it truth to me? Or does this resonate with me? And so the universe says, well, go within. You're going within and trusting that divine love that's inside you to validate that truth and see how these things will affect you and whether they do on an energetic level or whether the fact that you must release what you are sensing that's coming at you, release it, let it go, surrender it, because it no longer serves you. But the one thing that you can trust is in your inner heart. Not of the, you know, everything is all, comes from different frequency levels, however they choose by the free will to accept it. But the heart and the divinity, the higher light of who we are, the higher frequency, that is the pureness of what to follow from within, because that's your universe, your heart's your universe communicating to you its truth, just like Gaia is being communicated. And she's doing her whole evolvement at a gradual level. She, you know, there's no push, there's no force about it. It's all within the same constant of the source energy and its vibration and how this will be done. Because there are an endless amount of ways how this earth is going to reshape itself or to remake her energy, and how our DNAs and our human capabilities and reformations is going to take place. We have no clue, because in fact it's all being played out in ways we cannot see yet. And so these timelines that are here, these timelines that are there, they all change and alter our belief systems, especially of this earth. But you know that the earth, if in fact there were major, major things that were going to transmute her in a low frequency sense, would be felt out there. But in fact, there are parts of her that says, no, those are going to happen differently. We are in a totally different universe to be feeling that. And to feel that she has been embraced by a new energy, a new light, to give that sense, there's something completely different now being felt on this earth. If we tune into our hearts more, in which we do, trusting it more and more, we will know that whatever it is, however it is, in whatever day it might be, this energy is of its love that we feel and is of its peace that we feel, is the same energy universe that we match with, to know that what we see now may not be here. What we see now will take its own course. But your heart says that everything is vibrating at this higher level and is moving up higher and higher. And every day you feel it. Every day you would feel, you know, through your illumination, a pull, energy pull, a rise to say, wait a minute, you're no longer at that level anymore. And guess Gaia, she's no longer at that level that she can absorb what is still out there. So it's the same thing with these weather patterns. And it's the same thing that we see occurring in our atmospheres, the colors, the sound, the feel of what that is. Everything's transmutating. The universe, for whatever it is boundless. You know, especially for what is being orchestrated out there, it's being affected in here on our planetary scale that we walk upon now. Every day when I wake up, I feel like I'm walking on a whole different planet, because I'm seeing it from the inside and sensing it from the inside. And I would say that this Earth is doing the same thing. She already feels her new self and already senses the newness of herself. And all it is just maintaining that energy connection, that light connection that is reforming through the crystalline energy field that I feel, and which is what's bringing in through this photonic light that's hitting upon our planet in waves. And even though things may appear, know and trust in your higher source for these changes that are seen, that seems to be like no end to, or doesn't seem to be a solution to, but there is. The energy is the solution. The energy that we feel is our solution. So this, the world is kind of saying, in one way, holding on to what's still there, but the grip is being loosened and weakened, and where it cannot hold those things in place anymore. The more the energy increases on our planet, the more we're going to realize that it's all taken a whole different direction, a pathway that we can all connect to. And the Earth will let us know inside what's taking place. The constellations, though, the galactics of light will let us know, here, this is what's going on. Which shall you go with? You know, will it be this outside of what used to be a third dimension? Or is it going to be this, which is the newness that is already formed inside you? And to trust in it more and more every day. But when you have more of the trust, this just creates more clarity. The heart is your clarity to what is happening. The Earth has her clarity in energy. And it will follow that clarity when we see all these reshapements taking place. It's following her clarity, her new map, a new blueprint, and so is our body. Our bodies carry these blueprints that are, you know, following the new matrix in our DNA. So we're just, you know, reshaping it as we go along. And it's all part of the trust within it. Are we trusting in that energy that is this, you know, this pureness of love that coming in through source, that many of this universe of love carry with them purely. Many on this planet carry it with purely and have joined in that oneness through its vibration. And it increases more and more in this planet. The more our telepathic energies that are joined in knowing that it's out there, and the more we communicate to each other. We're communicating in totally different ways. But these are the upgrades that we're all part of. The upgrades that we're just beginning to feel its newness, like a gift or a package that is a blessing for many to see and witness and sense. All personal, and more that we can all relate to by its appearance that comes forth. Every level of energy is amazing, and it's beautiful. And it just shows you what it can do without you doing much on a physical level. It is already doing it. The energies that have been given to the Earth is already doing it without destruction of what we would contemplate of the old dimensional way. It is doing something completely different. And all our expectations that we use from the conscious level. Everything is occurring from the heart level. If you wish to see or envision a beautiful planet, then that's what you will end up seeing. And yet allowing the universal source of our beingness that exists in us to say, okay, here it is. Here's the creation of what is happening here and now. And so I just don't expect the when to expect, but knowing that it's already happened energetically inside. So we're there at the very front line with our energy that is before us. And so we continue to trust it because it's growing and continues to grow and magnify and saying, well, we're already giving you the trust right there. Here's the trust in that pure energy. Did you trust in that energy that came from your heart, which is your heart of your higher chakras of energy that you hold inside? Did you trust it? Yes, you do, because it's magnificent. It's divine. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And so, yes, you trust, and then trust in everything else that what you're seeing. Things have to evolve to fall apart, to remake themselves, for it is following its own evolution to getting to where it needs to go. But as long as you remain in that energy inside, then things can just be flowing as they should. Because I see these, you know, outer transformations from the surroundings. I see it and I sense it. And then I have to give more trust and then the release of that energy to know what is already happening is part of this energy that we hold in our hearts. And you're probably sensing it there too, you know, Martin, when these things that are no more of the soul's suffering or the being suffering, you know, from within. It's like saying, have you given up this part in yourself? Given up this other part? Because now your being of energy, that being of energy is going within. Everything is going to happen from within. Mm. All things happen within.
You can feel it.
Yeah. You feel it strongly. You feel it, and you don't want to let it go. You don't want to be a part of nothing else but that energy. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that's happening with Gaia. It, Earth is feeling that energy. She doesn't want to be a part of the old existence. But, you know, right now she's held in place, you know, allowing the rest of humanity to unfold themselves and to become where what needs to be. You know, in order to rejoin this higher energy, walk through that new doorway, which is already opened through these portals and vortexes that we're, you know, we know is already there. We sensed it. We see, you know, evidence of it. We see through our skies that how they communicate to us, even through the angels. And they says, okay, pay attention. What do I have to show you? I'm showing you something here, that the phoenix is rising out of this ashes. The phoenix is the earth coming through energetically, and that she's sprouting her wings, and that she's magnifying the energy. Do you see it? Do you sense it? We can show you in your sky. And you, because it's going to connect what you feel inside you and inside the earth. Things are moving forward. Things are becoming so transitional, is you can't hold on to it for as long as we did. You know, the old cycle and the way things were so stagnant, repeating itself and repeating itself, but never giving alternating energy. The earth is alternating our energy right now. This is why the energy has come to this surface, Martin, because Gaia is alternating the energy in us, and we are alternating the energy in her. And as the energy is alternating in the cosmos, in the universe, and in this galaxy, it is alternating on this planet, because we're giving it out, radiating these energy light rays, and it is alternating back and forth, and it's amplifying everywhere. And you know where it comes from and who it resonates from and where it goes to and where it comes to others, where you sense, oh my God, there's a change of energy. Because that there we're the alternating towers of light. And as Gaia, she's another alternating power of light. Alternating in the universe as we are alternating amongst ourselves of light, as light being, as loving light beings to one another, alternating the energy, giving rise to and accepting more of it, but giving out and spreading it along this planet to illuminate her. She feels and gives thanks to it. She gives thanks to all who alternate her energy in their hearts and in their light beingness. And she gives extreme thanks. She's not looking at the back right now. She's looking at what's presently now being felt. The cleansing of those energies have been taking place in her because we feel it. We feel it as it alternates, as from her heart. Her heart chakra is alive, powerful, warm, and accelerating. And it's accelerating that we feel it so deeply, that we have more care, more love for this planet like never before. And you know this from your beingness. But whatever you see out there, you have a heart's concern for. More so like never before. And you want that change. But the way that change would happen is if we go inside and emanate that love from without. Just give it out as much as you can. That is the way things will alter on this planet. Through light of its love and strength of it. And knowing that you are connected to every light being here as a unity and as a consciousness. And Gaia already knows this. You know, she's already connected with other star systems and other universes and other planets that are engaged to helping emanate this energy inside and let it flow, allowing it to flow and move about. And so our heart chakras tells us these things. Is, oh, wait a minute. There's more energy in this planet than we are to, you know, receive. There's more. It's getting stronger. And you feel it getting stronger. You feel the ground's energy are getting stronger. And you see it in nature, it's getting stronger. And as it gets stronger, our bodies are accepting it only when we release certain things. But it just makes room. It'll just push. Hey, let me take that out from your vessel of energy. Let me clear this so you can have this now. Here is the next level for you now to feel. This is what I have for you. And this is what Gaia is giving back and giving us so we can be with her. Because so what she said, there are many who are going to go with her. Well, you're going with her because you sense her already. We feel it in our hearts. You're there with her now. You've already transitioned inside with her as we did with the universe. And as things begin to reconnect themselves, like repatterning themselves to where they match their frequencies, so are we in a sense where we are just being and giving off that pattern together. So as we're right now, we form a bridge. You're in one place, I'm in another. As many are forming a bridge with you, as forming a bridge with me of our energy fields. We're forming that bridge. And it's part of this energies of the ley line. And it's part of the energies of the grids and these central grids that are before us. And it's circulating right now through these lands and mountains and water streams and canals and ponds and rivers and oceans. It's just recirculating now as we speak and feel amongst each other. So as communications is happening, so is our energy. So is our energy at this same time. being felt to allow it to conduit along her straits and along the atmosphere. So our energies, through individualness, even though it's increasing in vibration, it's also increasing as together when we come together. The light gets brighter in a wholeness of who we are inside. Just continues to grow. So we're here, let's share that energy now. And then now when you leave these recording, the energy will still exist. There is no stopping it.
Exactly. No stopping it. You say, I have something I want to share energetically with you and the listeners. Because what you're saying is just brilliant. It's exactly, you are actually expressing in your words that the way you are describing what many are feeling, I resonate totally with what you're saying. And I will give you a little mental break so that we can come back after the music, because I selected a song from Medwin Goodall, who is a very beautiful human being with a beautiful energy in his music. And the name of the song, my friend, is called Journey's End. And I have the feeling that we are at the end of a long journey. And I just want to share this with you. And after the music, we'll continue. Is that okay for you?
Oh, most perfectly. Yes, yeah, certainly.
And I would like to ask you and the listeners, enjoy this music to the max, because it's beautiful. It's called Journey's End, and it's from an album called Grail Quest from 1995 from Medwin Goodall. And it's really beautiful. It's going to give you the chills, my friend. Here's to the end of the journey and to the Starfleet crew. The Starfleet crew, I mean, the best crew in Starfleet of the Starship ET First Contact Radio. Because Jose, you're part of it. You're the captain. And we're going to lead humanity into the golden era with BBS Radio and ET First Contact Radio and all the wonderful light workers like David Wilcock around the world who are informing the people that this journey is about to end and a new journey is about to begin, and that humanity will embrace each other and the galactics. Because First Contact Radio, what I do, ET First Contact Radio, has until now been to interview people around the world who have contact with ETs. But this will change into really interviewing the ETs after disclosure happens. And you can be part of this, Jose. You will be part of it. So here's Journey's End from Edwin Goodall. A new journey is about to begin, my friends. Yes, my dear galactic warriors, my beloved light workers from all over the cosmos. It's the end of a long journey and the beginning of a new journey of light, love and prosperity. Galactic technologies, we will meet galactic civilizations from far and beyond. They will here meet us and greet us and bring us further into the new journey, into the new era that is promised by many seers and mystics all over the planet. And I, as your friend and host on BBS Radio, on my program IT First Contact Radio, is going to ask Jose how you see, Jose, the new journey with galactic friends all over here on planet Earth, and how our journey is going to continue. And so, my friend, in the coming 25 minutes, please explain us how you see the new journey for humanity and Gaia.
I see many different things that are taking place. The galactic, as we said, they change the grids. And many, like we're saying, will fall not knowing why these occurrences have happened. But the mutual connections are forming, like we said, of the new grid energies, and they're tearing down these old beliefs and acquaintances and relationships and the partings. So all will be done, but the unravelment is being seen, that we were saying, and felt and experienced. The dislodgement of things is recreating space for the newer energies of light, which is pulsing its way through. So the mind is alteration is in place, balancing the equilibriums of these energies that are circulating in the energy pathways of the next new helix. So in short, you know, we'll be gleaming, not only seen outside, illuminating, piercing inside, but our molecules are mutating, is what we're saying, and will help one another with this newer light field called the hedron energies. Hedron were part of a crystal light form meshed into the liquid matter. So now formed in the bloodstream, and it's retorting newer and newer spirals, connecting us to the new Earth spheres. So no longer can we maintain the same in this dimension, and the density splits and separations and quadratic lines before the sunrise, which is already being placed before us. Now, as we move forward, what I see happening with is that we're going to reconnect with our families of energy. The galactic ships that we see by us, next to us, await our departure by these events that are coming, and they're getting closer, like we're seeing, to see us and to be in the day of the return. All will be returned, configured to ours, as to then and beyond what's in place. And so it's just recalibration. It's breaking away what used to be. But that's why all this preparedness is taking place, and it's been counseled, you know. It's been set up to evolve. And so, but all this has been inside eons ago, in part of our return, the foliages and the descendants of our ancestries and the families of the stars. And so we welcome them home, which we did. That's why they're here. Those of the starships are here because we welcomed them home. And this is part of their home, the reunitement with a longing much felt in your being, in our being present, that we had asked for this many, many of time, you know, from our dreams and from what we have heard in our calling deep within. Now allowing what is here now known easier by the regrouping. Regrouping of the earthly energies. When they are here, their energies are regrouping our energies. And we all come from all different formalities of energies and light and geometries. And the strongest is of the creation that will make this known and has done so in preparation have been made for us to feel us again, to feel them again, to sense us more and be a part of us, as many have been awaiting. But by restricting ourselves to these regretting, as the regretting is taking place, will only cause the disturbance in the process of what is suffering, hurts, pain, and trauma of these disassociation connected to all of ourselves. So this will further debalance and take off to unhealthy events to bring back and make conscious acceptance to what is and not what is used to be. And so that's what's taking place inside ourselves. We're connecting to those who have come back from the galactic. They're home now because we did make the call. The call was heard. That's why they're here. They're here on the ground level. Okay. They would not bring their energy into harm's way knowing that they had not protected themselves of these outside energies. They are here for a reason, a great reason. And that is a higher reason connecting to Source. And believe me, they are orchestrating things as we are orchestrating things, as we have said we would do, in the way of our wishes of removing and detaching ourselves from the lower frequencies that were here. And in place of what we continue, there, what was perceived to be the rain will no longer be. That's why we have the clarity again in being given energy and solar heart of this equinox of this matrix, and one that was placed in us long ago to recall and remember and provided by Source, you know, to release all these remnants of prior cosmic, karmic life debris. It's just debris being released. Many have released it, and many have very little residue that is left from releasing it. And we're just seeing the rest of the world as being released in it as things move along. But they have come, those of the Galactus have come, and they've traveled here and prepared our portals and vortexes to no longer be disconnected, to open up the doorways and be a part of the same earth, and breaking away of these older part of the existences. And so the same synchronistic sequences that is in our being is follows it. And universe is doing as all are in the many, in different ways, returning. We're just returning, you know, to that connection. And the day has written, or as we're seeing, as we're feeling, the days are expected, but they are expected from the outside world. And the dissolvingness of third dimension to what used to be can no longer be held in place. And so, you know, we move ahead with, you know, knowing that you notice these things outside of you, and you know your heart rises when you see their sense their presence, or when they're in this decloaked kind of shape, so you quickly see and then they cloak back. These clouds that what you see appear like third dimension, that's them. They hover the sky. They cover this planet. And yet, they know that just allowing these things to shed away of what Earth used to be like, total detachment from the old world, which is now falling away like layers and layers. And nothing is pushing them away because it's all coming from higher light. They hold here a higher light, which is already based in ourselves. Now, we're a community of energy inside our DNA from all different existences of differentialities of, you know, outside beingness. And so we hold that inside. Now, that's transmutating in ourselves because we're now collected of all those formalities of energies of light coming to the surface. And all being regrouped and, like we're saying, activated. So we don't know what's going to take place. And they don't know what's actually going to take place within that light. You know, the best of the universe is what we hold in our hearts and in our body's DNA. And going into the DNA levels, the best is there right now in these upgrades. So I see them not only presently, you know, sensed here among us, but more so as the vibrations of the earth continue to increase and allow us to sense that there are things that they are doing and let us know ahead of schedule that have been planned, that have been like, you know, mapped in inside our DNA for this time period. By no mistake, but, you know, we've incarnated because we knew what was happening with as a being. We were prepared for this. We came into this earth for this new evolvement of a life. Of a planet, you know, where so much of materialization has taken place. And now all that's going to be transmutated by the replicators. These the new technologies of replication is going to happen. We can no longer do the material things. And they know this too, those in galactic already know that, because it's taking away from the Earth. You know, we're taking away our life from this. And so we have to restore this by the advancement of these new technologies that are being given to us and by the acceptance of our loving hearts to bring this among the planet and spreading it out quickly so that Gaia can release herself from this too. And that's why unless we save the planet, we get her going, then humanity will follow. Humanity must follow. If they wish to contain, if they wish to be here, as they have all different humanity levels, human levels in different existences. And we are learning from others as others are learning from ourselves. But in fact, I think we're just like relearning on how to come about this, you know, the use of our energies and how the earth is the use of her energies and how this is actually the flow for her to continuously exist. And we're coming more to respecting that energetically inside because we have a closer connection from within. We're gonna respect that end. And we're going to give like credence to it and understanding about it, more so for the a higher knowing. And so those who are here in these starships, you know, they're here from different accolades here for us. And you know from within you can hear the tones and frequencies being changed inside you. They're trying to communicate to you, you know, and open you up as a channeler, open channel to be spoken to. For many, many, you know, are here as like star families who are ready to give you information and being prepared for when the time comes. And it's been a gradual step along the way, and which is why we're in tune to all ourselves, you know, helping one another in communication with these messages. That gives us knowing that there's more being done here on a planetary scale, largely on a planetary scale. And I know that the essence of who they are, their vibration is extremely high. Those are Galactic Federation, Starship Martin, the vibration, I will say to you, is extremely, extremely high. Okay? They open up that doorway. When they do, and they have, the energy it becomes, you can feel it powerfully just emanating through your heart chakra. And it just wakes you up. Truly. And that's why like they're like saying, if you're prepared for this energy, when it comes down, the earth will be prepared to receive this energy. And it has reactions. the Earth feel will have reactions to their energy as they are pulling in more energies from these portals and these vortexes to allow them to protect themselves here on this planet from this density. Because the third dimensional energies is like tainting their energy field. So they have to empower and increase their energy field. And I believe that's what's coming through, more of that energy of light. However way, shape, and form, it's being pulled not only from the outside of the planet, but through these vortexes of energies that open and close and open and close. Because if they I would say, in essence, if it were stayed open, but it was at the same level as it is on the other side of the universe, we would feel tremendous power beyond level here. And I believe if they were going to land, then they have to prepare the grounds around them, even though everything they're protected, they would continue to maintain the increase of that energy here, touching the ground. And we sense that. We know that. You know, if we were to come in contact, that our vibrations would would shift quickly, you know, knowing it comes from a higher field. And so we move to connecting that energy. And we're getting closer. Think of it. We're getting so much closer. Our vibration says it, Martin. We are getting so close. We are close there, that the surprise will be so great for us to experience. It will be like a return. That's where you've, you know, given back the home to the family, saying, here, you know, the ground is prepared. We have to prepare the ground again for their pure return, for our pure return. Of that energy and vibration. And they've shown themselves to want to return and saying how occupied of the space that they hold here on our Earth. And so we know the movement. We feel the movement as these starships travel around. You sense them around them, or around ourselves. And we sense them in our just beingness. When they arrive, you can feel, even though, let's just say if it's dark outside, and you suddenly you feel your heart chakras jump, you know they're there. Or you know that several of them are there to connect to you, letting you know how closely you are. And they communicate in the ways that you relate to them, you know. But at the same time, they're just letting us know that we have not left. We're still here. No matter what you're hearing, what you're seeing, and what you're sensing, we have not left. And you know it by your skies, but you know it in your feelingness, in your beingness. We're still here, and more of the space is being occupied as the atmosphere changes, continues to change along the way. That our vibrations increase here and allows us to remain still, but also where you would recognize where to go and to find them. Right there. They're right there. There it is. There's no change about it. You know, and that's just letting us know that they're a part of us, you know, from the inside, and that you have the support right now. You have the energetic support that is being seen here. And in ways that, like we were saying before, that we would never see. And it just happens, how that support happens. But knowing it's happening in ways that we didn't have to concern yourselves with, so that we know there's that freedom of going inside and making that connection. And then at times, you know, you feel that if they have a message to convey from the outside, then you'll see it. There's no doubt that they know your movement and sense your movement, just like you sense their movement, vice versa, you know. And the communication is just opening up that channel, the openness of who you are inside. The more you go inside and you connect with your energy and you're working on it, the more you're going to feel that higher connection. And believe me, it is an extreme amount of energy. And that's as a group. Could you imagine, Martin? Now, if you feel one starship, but feeling all of them at once, or the number of starships that you can feel that allows your body to accept, your being body to accept, this is the incredibleness of what this is. Just the sense that they're increasing their energy, but only what you're able to receive in your vessel. And you know that they're always by you, next to you, and like we're saying, moving with you, wherever you go, because you're a precious gift from the universe. Everyone who's here of the light is a precious gift of the universe, and this is their view through love. Through their love and the existence of it. It's like where they were, who they are then, we are now. We've come through many, thresholds in getting here to connect again. And that's been part of the ascension. The ascension has not been just one step, a month ago. Ascension has been trying to, get back to where we were, originate from, return to again. And we are doing it. We are getting there. And the more we sense that our openness to the return is stronger, the closer we are. So if you feel your vibration, increase, you're closer than you expect. You're very close than what you expect. And now you will sense the what they feel as, there's no presence of time. Time has already been zeroed out. So you shouldn't have no concern for what's to happen. Just being trusting of what this energy is, gives you that sense that things are the way they should be, like we were saying. But like I've been seeing where the light just enters through. They have the rain of the skies, yes they do. Even though we would see overcast or we would see clear skies, does not matter, because they can still pass through the energies, just like Gaia passes through the energy of the earth. These lower frequencies, these opposing forces, cannot stop the light coming through the planet. When you go within, you're still connected, no matter what. You're still increasing your vibration. They're still assisting you, at every moment and every second. And you move ahead. We move ahead to realizing these things. We're so opened. Every day we're opened. Think about it. The same energy they had yesterday are not the same energies from today. We're just more vibrational. And as we connect to that vibration, that's where we're connecting to everyone in the oneness of this universe. But this is how I'm seeing how things for them, how they connect to us, are perceived knowingly, that we can feel that everything is just as an energy. Everything is energy, no matter what. You come down to it, even though you physically see it and you can touch it, but it also comes down to energy. Moving ahead, and
yes, brother.
Appreciative. And so when the questions come about that are still out there, is there a timeline? No, there's no timeline yet.
Well,
just go with
We are actually, we have 1 minute left. We have to continue next week, I think, my friend. But what you have told us is really uplifting and beautiful. And I really feel and I share your vision, my brother. And I want to thank you for being here. It was really amazing.
Thank you, Martin. So, I appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate you fully. Are you available next week, Jose?
Yes, yes. Most certainly.
Wonderful. Let's continue our journey next week. And I want to thank all the listeners from all over the world for being here. And I wish everybody a happy Halloween. And the veils are thin, so expect the unexpected. Much love, everybody. Love and light. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Martin. Bless you.
Bless you, brother.